It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with radio news about radio waves. The news that net neutrality passed the FCC, that there would be no fast lane on the internet for corporations who have more resources than the average consumer, was surprising in that, in this case, corporate interests didn't get their way. So on April 15th, when the FCC actually published the rules in the Federal Register for net neutrality, all heck broke loose. In Congress, Doug Collins, a Georgia Republican, sponsored a resolution of disapproval, an expedited legislative process that cannot be amended or filibustered. President Barack Obama would likely veto the resolution if it passes, so this is another one of those sideshows for the folks back home that historically will be considered normal for this legislative era. In the 2010 Congress, they passed a net neutrality legislation that Republicans sponsored a resolution of disapproval against that went nowhere, and then the courts eventually struck down the law. So that is where we stand with things now, too, as everyone waits for the court rulings. Todd R. Weiss in eWeek reports that there are now at least 6 or 7 lawsuits against the FCC from AT&T, the CTIA Mobile Trade Association, the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, the American Cable Association, U.S. Telecom, and Alamo Broadband. And the Washington Post reports a small Texas-based internet provider has appealed in New Orleans, which means a venue lottery will be held. Trade associations believe that the D.C. circuit was home turf, that the court there that has twice ruled against different versions of net neutrality was where they wanted this case to take place. Now a lottery will decide the fate of consumer access and the cost of internet services. Free Press has launched a campaign against the congressional action, but there's not much else to do but to wait for that lottery and then the court decision to find out what happens with net neutrality. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.